As we heard on AM, uncertainty surrounds the numbers in the Senate following the shock revelation that Bob Day's election to Parliament may have been invalid. This was the big news that broke late yesterday. The Turnbull government is now claiming that the Family First Senator had a pecuniary interest in a contract with the Commonwealth, which means he may have breached Section 44 of the Constitution. The government is referring this matter to the High Court, which could order a recount of the South Australian Senate results. Matthias Cormann is the Finance Minister and Deputy Leader of the Government in the Senate. He joined us in our Parliament House studios. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Bob Day denies any pecuniary interest, quote, exists or had existed. In other words, he says he never received any rent from the Commonwealth. So why are you seeking a High Court ruling on whether he's in breach of the Constitution, which would ultimately make his election invalid?
Well, it is true that Senator Day has not received rent from the Commonwealth. However, last Thursday, the government did receive very clear legal advice from an eminent independent expert. That advice certainly put to the government that there was a Section 44 issue here in relation to a potential indirect pecuniary interest. We provided that advice to the President of the Senate the next morning. And of course, when Senator Day announced his resignation yesterday, certain statements were made by the President of the Senate, which then led to the government confirming our intended course of action when the Senate resumes next week, which is to initiate a referral of this question to the High Court. Ultimately, the only authority in Australia that can determine whether or not there was an indirect pecuniary interest in breach of relevant provisions in the Constitution is indeed the High Court, sitting as the Court of Disputed Returns.
Can we nail down this timeline a bit? Because the Attorney General, George Brandis, only announced the referral to the High Court yesterday after Bob Day announced his resignation. But it's been reported that the Special Minister of State, Scott Ryan, terminated the lease on Bob Day's office back on the 7th of October after being advised it could be in breach of Section 44 of the Constitution. If that's true, why have you taken so long to refer his position to the High Court?
Some information came before the government, and the government sought advice. The initial advice raised a series of questions which led the government to decide to seek a formal opinion from an eminent independent counsel, and that advice was received last Thursday, late afternoon, and indeed the next morning it was provided to the President of the Senate. The reason it was provided to the President of the Senate is because under relevant provisions in the Commonwealth Electoral Act, it is up to the Senate, or indeed the House of Representatives, to refer questions in relation to the qualifications of any of its members to the High Court. It may do so under Section 376 of the Commonwealth Electoral Act.
Labor Senator Penny Wong, Labor leaders in the Senate, Penny Wong, said on AM this morning if the Attorney General knew there were concerns about the Senator's election, he should have done something about it before now. And certainly since the date of October the 7th, as we've said, when the Special Minister of State, Scott Ryan, terminated the lease after being advised it could be in breach of Section 44, the government has accepted Bob Day's votes on legislation, including on the Country Fire Authority Bill. Should you have done that if you knew there was a cloud over his position?
Well, we didn't know. I mean, we had a
He was advised it could be in breach of Section 44 of the Constitution.
Well, and, it's not up to the government to determine the eligibility of individual senators. Ultimately, that is a matter for the High Court. What the government did was seek independent expert legal opinion, which we received last Thursday. On having received that independent expert legal opinion, confirming that there was a potential indirect pecuniary interest in relation to an agreement with the Commonwealth, government immediately, the next morning, provided that opinion to the President of the Senate, and obviously it was a matter for the President of the Senate to determine next steps. But as has been made public, the government, when the Senate returns on the 7th of November, intends to initiate a formal referral to the High Court of this question under Section 376 of the Commonwealth Electoral Act. It's important to remember that even to this point, I mean, this is not a settled question. It is not, the government is not in a position to settle this question. The opposition is not in a position to settle this question. The only authority in Australia in a position to settle this question is the High Court itself, which is, of course, why we we intend to refer or propose to the Senate to refer this matter when the Senate next meets.
The former Solicitor General, Justin Gleeson, revealed on the 14th of October that the previous day the Attorney General had sought urgent advice on the composition of the Senate. Was that about Bob Day on this matter?
No, it wasn't.
Bob Day has given us a statement this morning. He's now calling on all senators and MPs to immediately disclose any financial interest in any property or company that has a contract, lease or agreement of any kind with the Commonwealth that includes defence housing or loans to or from companies that do business with the Commonwealth. Do you know for certain that no other MPs or senators might have a similar pecuniary interest in the Commonwealth? Is this going to take the lid off something here?
Well, what I know for certain is that all of us in the federal parliament need to comply with the provisions in the constitution, including and in particular the provisions in relation to our eligibility to stand for election and the qualification to be a member either of the House of Representatives or of the Senate. And you know, obviously, if anybody else were to be in such a position, the law and the constitution would apply in the precise same amount, in this precise same way.
Bob Day was usually sympathetic to the government in the Senate. I think he voted with the government 9 out of 10 times. You'll have some important bills before the chamber next week, particularly the ABCC and the toughening of the ban on asylum seekers, refugees, ever being able to come back to Australia if they've been processed offshore. Will you still be putting these matters to the vote next week?
Well, we do have a full program implementing our plan for the economy and more jobs, and indeed implementing our programme to ensure that Australia is safe and secure, and that we deal with the legacy issue that we've inherited from Labor when it comes to you know, all of the illegal arrivals.
So you're going to go ahead with that legislative programme?
We will continue to work with all senators to ensure that our policies are legislated to the extent they need to be legislated.
So you'll introduce these bills next week to vote?
Well, you know, we've got a program. There's 3 sitting weeks coming up between now and the end of the year. We've got a full program. All of the matters that you raise are part of our program, and we'll continue to work our way through them one by one.
Minister, you refer to the High Court when the Senate resumes. It's up to the High Court, sitting as the Court of Disputed Returns, then to consider this whole matter. If it rules that Bob Day's election was invalid, what process do you believe should be followed to fill the vacancy? Would a recount of the votes for the South Australian election be in order?
Well, look, I'm not going to get ahead of myself here. None of us should get ahead of ourselves. I mean, these are matters now for the High Court to consider. Once the Senate has referred the matter to the High Court is able to determine, you know, what should happen from here. You know, obviously, you know, what is important is that the people of South Australia receive appropriate and proper representation consistent with the will of the people at the last election. And, you know, there are a whole range of complex issues to be work through. The High Court is you know, obviously the right body to do so, and you know, we will work with whatever comes out of that process.
It's 7:45 on Breakfast. Our guest is Senator Matthias Cormann. He's the Deputy Leader of the Government in the Senate and Australia's Finance Minister, of course. Minister, Tony Abbott's made it pretty crystal clear via a third party in a newspaper this week that he wants a job in Cabinet. In particular, he'd like Indigenous Affairs. Is he going to get his wish?
Well, you know, firstly, the composition of the Cabinet is, of course, entirely a matter for the Prime Minister.
Should there be room for Tony Abbott?
Well, secondly, there is no vacancy in the Aboriginal Indigenous Affairs portfolio. And finally, all of the things that I've heard Tony Abbott say in recent weeks and months is that he is happy to be the member for Warringah, wants to do the best job he can as a member for Warringah, and is not seeking a return to Cabinet.
I don't know if you read it, but how I read it was there was an implied threat in that, in his push for a seat at the Cabinet table, basically bring me into the Cabinet or I'll continue to speak out and we'll have outbreaks, I suppose, like that very public spat with the Prime Minister over gun control. Did you see it that way?
Well, I'm sure that that is not the case. I'm sure that there would not be such a threat at all.
Matthias Cormann, thank you very much for joining us.
Always good to talk to you.
Matthias Cormann is the Minister for Finance and the Deputy Leader of the Government in the Senate.